You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Invite people to come with you. Brother Charles, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm hungry for pizza. Are you hungry for pizza?
Yes, I am. Make that good.
I think we ought to have a pizza party. But I had to ask the boss, and she was talking about May 26th, which is the Thursday before Memorial Day. 4 weeks from now, have a pizza party.
Sounds good. Is that all right with everybody?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say next Thursday.
I'm going to tell you, this is the kind of people we got. We were talking about this. Craig and I was at the back of the room. I figured I'd hear from him tomorrow, the next day, and we'd set a date. He's already got it done. And we got it, yeah.
Yeah,
I hear. I know.
You still have to check with your boss.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
All right. We have fun at the rec room.
Amen.
It is church, but it ain't church. When we first started off, I started telling everybody, this ain't church. And it ain't like church, but then again, it is a little like church. And you know why it's like church is because people that come here, people that work here, love the Lord. And He promised, if two or more are gathered in My name, I will be there. It's church because there's a lot of folks gathered in His name, and I want all of you guys and girls to know that all of these people that come and work and serve and play music and clean the butt cans and everything they do is because they love you. And what we want you to know is that God loves you. That He's the important one here. We want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ and His Father, our Father. If you know Him, He's your Father too. So this is a good song. As soon as Rick starts it up, we're going to sing it. It goes like this. It's kind of slow, but it's really got a good story. See if you relate to it. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be whatever I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without Jesus holding my hand. And you know I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without Jesus holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on where I learned to stand. Because And I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Well, you know, I'm gonna make the Lord Jesus my all. And when I'm in trouble, on him I can call. If I don't trust him, I'd be less than a man, because I can't even walk without him holding my hand.
What a truth. Can't even walk without you holding my hand. Turn with me in your Bibles tonight to the book of 1 Corinthians. If you don't have a Bible and would like to turn there, would you lift your hand? We'll see that you get one. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Yeah. Just hold them up till you get one. Let me say this about this Bible. If you don't have a Bible, just keep this one as our gift to you from the rec room. That deal? Yeah. We'll be glad for you to have it. This is one of those things you don't need to leave home without. Everybody got one? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. What I want to talk to you tonight about is Christ and the cross. We live in probably the most different time Americans have ever had in 2016. For many, many years, America was pretty much just Christianity. Now we have all kinds of religions in America. We have Buddhist, we have Muslims, we have Catholicism, we have New Age, Mormonism, Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witnesses, Protestants. And then the Protestants have more denominations than you shake a stick at. I looked up. Did you realize there are 31 Baptist groups or conventions? Not churches. Different groups or different conventions. And then there's a lot of Baptist churches just like this one that has no group and no convention. They're just their own individual church. And they're not affiliated with any other church. Now, that's a whole bunch. Most of you were raised in what's called the Bible Belt of America, or it used to be, which means we got a church on every other corner. It also means that they all teach something different. Even the Baptist, even the Methodists, even the Presbyterians, and the Nazarene, or the Church of Christ, or the Charismatics, the Assembly of God. Everybody's got their own little niche in there somewhere. We're a kind of a smorgasbord of all things, of all kind of different religions. And this is not new. If you go back and look, and the New Testament is written to a lot of churches. There were the churches at Corinth that Paul wrote two books to. There were the churches of Galatia. Galatia was a region, wasn't a town. And Paul wrote a book to them. There was a church at Ephesus. Paul wrote a book to them. There was a church at Thessalonica. Paul wrote two books to them. There were just so many different places, churches that Paul wrote to. And he wrote concerning their problems. I'm pretty much, it seems that if there was a church, there was a problem. Some kind. Well, guess what? Anytime we got a group, we got some problems. Did you realize some of your problems?
Well, what about you, Lynn?
Yeah, you're right. See, because we're all different. And God Almighty had a way that we could cut to the quick, cut to the chase, and solve some problems. So I want to start. Notice here in verse 11, chapter 1, 1 Corinthians, beginning with verse 11. Paul, he's just started his letter that he wrote to the church at Corinth, one of two. And he said, "It hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you." We were raised in contention. We had contentions at home. We had contentions at school. We have contentions at church. We have contentions at work. He said, "I know in that church there are some contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith," and that's like us today, "I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I am of Cephas, and I am Christ." Everybody's got some man that they follow. Paul then said, "Is Christ divided?" I want you to notice that these divisions were based on different people. Paul, or Cephas, who was also Peter, Apollos. Apollos was a tremendous speaker. He just could handle a crowd like something else. And it's amazing that we have great politicians that are tremendous speakers. They can handle a crowd. They may not be worth killing, but they're great speakers. Paul, on the other hand, was not an opposing figure. He was a little bench-legged Jew that had problems physically, but he was tremendously sharp. He wasn't that good a presenter, but he was going to have the truth. And then there was Cephas. Peter was one of those guys that just blurted it out. He would offend you in a New York minute. Here's Paul's question in verse 13. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Now he points to himself, not Apollos and not Peter. But he said, "Look, I didn't do any of these things. Why do you got me up there? I can't do anything for you anyway." "Well, I really like Brother so-and-so." "Well, that's good. I'm glad you do, but Brother so-and-so is just like you. We're all just sinners saved by grace." In fact, Paul said, and he might have been the greatest Christian in the New Testament. And Paul said this. He said, "I'm the chiefest." He didn't say, "I was the chiefest of sinners." He said, "I am the chiefest of sinners." If you are really growing in grace, if you're God's child and you think you're maturing, if you think you are, you ain't. Because the closer you get to the light, guess what? The more dirt you see. And that's why Paul said, I am the chiefest of sinners. The closest people are to the Lord, the more they see. And the more greatness they see in Him, and the more ungodliness we see in ourselves. I have never, and I'm the oldest man in here probably, but I've never at the end of a day been able to say, Dear Lord, wasn't I great today? Did you catch my act today? Wasn't I something? Every day I got to say, Lord, I blew it. Lord, I was wrong. Lord, I'm sinful. Paul does that. He said, I thank God I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I baptized my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Beside, I know not whether I baptized any other. Now notice verse 17, and here is the purpose of Jesus Christ he gives us. He said, For Christ sent me not to baptize. He didn't send me in here to do ritual stuff. He said he didn't send me to baptize. He sent me but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made in none effect. God sent me to preach the gospel. He didn't send me to feed the poor. He didn't send me to visit the sick. He didn't send me to support some politician or better the city of Odessa. He sent us to preach the gospel. Not world peace, not brotherly love. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this is what he said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it's the power of God. This is amazing. Paul said, I got one message. It's about Jesus Christ, and it's about the cross, the gospel, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day for our sins. This is what the gospel is. And he said, people will hear it and say, that's a bunch of bull. Or people will hear it and say, that's taking me to heaven. Same crowd, same meeting, sitting on the same row, same aisle, same building. And we have two different results. Every week when we come to the rec room, we have people, some are from Odessa and some are from out of town in Clover House, but they don't believe a word said up here. It's a way to get out of Clover House, it's a way to get some refreshments, it's a way to wink at a girl, or maybe have her wink at you. But it's not about getting to heaven. He said, I don't believe that. Man, I'm smarter now. Yeah, that's right. That's why you're in treatment and they're standing out here free. Then there are those that come and all of a sudden something is said that reaches their heart. The Holy Spirit of God. And maybe he's been troubling them. Maybe they've been searching a little bit. Maybe they've been giving it some thought, but all of a sudden, it hits. That's it. Jesus Christ died for me. He will take me to heaven. That's it. And he changes. He's on his way to heaven now. There's the preaching of the cross. That's foolishness, he said. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. They'll laugh, they'll giggle during the invitation. They'll snicker because it's foolishness. But unto us which are saved, It is the power of God. It's the power of God. My life will be changed. You hear people that their lives have been ruined and now they're on the way to heaven. Craig Smith, who filled in for me last week, if there ever was a guy that didn't get the recidivism deal down, Craig went to the state three times. He got to make three different tours of the criminal justice system. Spent 4.5 years in administrative segregation for you old hands, that's called hole. Went to federal one time. Went through drug treatment because he was an addict. And today, he'll tell you about Jesus because God reached down and saved him. Sitting back there on the camera, a guy that first place he went after getting out of the Havens unit in Brownwood is his wife brought him to the rec room. God has done a work in his life. We got him through out here. Lives have been ruined. Lives have been messed up. The past is terrible, but praise God, the future is great. Amen. Alive. We have people come in here that they had nothing. Some disregard the preaching. But the Holy Spirit sometimes takes that one and all of a sudden it makes sense. I remember, and I'd heard this all my life. I came from a good family. My mama, bless her heart, did her best. I was without Christ. I knew about church membership. I knew about baptism. I knew about this and that. What I didn't know was that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. That had never gotten through to me, that Jesus died for me to pay for my sins, to get rid of them, and that he could wash me white as snow, and I didn't have to do nothing. And when I realized that, it really made me want to do something. When you realize what Jesus Christ will do for you. The preaching of the cross, he said, to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. Let me beg you. You didn't choose to come to our town, many of you didn't. You're here, but let me beg you, don't waste this time. Say, Lord Jesus, here am I. You say, well, I don't know what to do. Well, that's the good part about it. You don't have to do anything. Just turn it over to him. He's done it all. See, he can do. You and I couldn't do it anyway if we worked our fingers to the bone. If you straightened up today and lived perfectly from here on, what are you going to do about the past? But Jesus Christ, God's Son, can make the vilest sinner clean. That's why we have that theme song that we sang at the opening of this program tonight. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner. Come, you sinners, lost and hopeless. That's what Jesus will do. Won't you bow your heads for a moment? You're here tonight. Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. And you'd say, Leland, I'm one of the foolish. I've never trusted Christ. I'm not saved. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip up your hand and slip it back down. I see you, sir. God bless you. Anyone else, real quickly? I'm not saved. I've never trusted Christ. Would you pray for me? Anyone, real quickly? I see your hand. Yes, someone else is. Here's what I want you to do. In a moment, we're going to stand, head still bowed and eyes still closed. I'm going to pray. While I'm praying, I'm going to ask you, say, Lord, what would you have me do? I want to be saved. I want to know this Jesus who loved me that much. Lord, I want to just turn it over to you. I can't handle it anymore. Never could, but I thought I could, but I never could. And tonight, I just trust you. Let's stand to our feet. Head still bowed, eyes still closed. Our Heavenly Father, you know the hearts of the people here, the men, the women. Have your own way in this moment. That they would look to the cross. It's the power of God unto salvation, you said. It's foolishness to those without you. It's the power of God for those that trust you. Now, Father, help them to come. Head still bowed, eyes still closed. As Brother Charles begins to sing, would you come on the very first verse and say, I take Jesus as my Savior. Would you come right now?
Just
step right out. Come on. Come on.
Without
come right on.
Shed for me, and
then
you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
Come on.
I come, I come, just as
come
I
on. Brother Charles is saying one more verse. Have you done what God wanted you to do? That's all I ask. Will you leave here with the power of God, or will you leave here in foolishness? Brother Charles, come on this verse, would you come right now?
Just as
come on.
I am, you will receive, will welcome,
would you come? Come on.
Pardon, cleanse, relieve, because your promise
some are praying. We'll be just a minute. Father, thank you for those that are here at the front. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would cleanse their hearts and they'd leave here with the joy and the peace that comes only from Jesus Christ. Father, for those that didn't and should have, we pray you'd give them another opportunity. In Christ's name we pray. You're dismissed. The refreshment.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.